Welcome to the Women in Fitness Business podcast, a podcast to help you attract incredible clients, make more money, and live the life of your dreams.
All right, get ready for a speaker who knows a thing or two about tackling challenges head on. After dedicating 15 years to law enforcement, our next guest, Jude, decided to switch gears from telling people what to do to helping them achieve what they want to do, and she hasn't looked back ever since. So Jude's journey from law enforcement to co-founding She Just Did It Fitness is a testament to the boundless potential within us all. She'll share her unwavering belief in embracing challenges and her inspiring path to empower others through fitness and wellness. So fasten your seatbelts and prepare to be entertained and motivated by Jude's incredible story. Gear up for a ride that's as enlightening as it is hilarious. Welcome, Jude. I am so excited to have you on today.
Ah, thanks, Kelly. Thanks for having me.
You've got such an incredible story. Can you share more about your decision about leaving the police force and transitioning into the fitness industry and really what inspired this significant change in your career?
No, it's confidential. of course. Wouldn't that be the quickest podcast? Yeah. All right.
Oh, you're great.
So I was a police officer for 15 years and everything had been going pretty well, you know, like I was used to that life. And then everything turned to shit pretty much in my personal life. Long story short, I was in a relationship with a guy. He decided he wanted to start his own business. I knew he was shit in business, but decided that's what love must be. So I put my house up as guarantee for his business loan, and yeah, that all turned to shit. So I ended up losing my house. Didn't want to tell people I was working with. Had to move, you know, from a country town back to the city. Yeah, wanted to keep it all to myself. Had to deal with going through the court system, blah, blah, blah. It was like 4 years of crying pretty much every day and not telling anyone what was going on. So it was a really, really shit time for me, but still managed to work full time and managed to keep things together in some kind of way. And then I did hit rock bottom, and I went and spoke to one of my bosses and I opened up and I told him everything, absolutely everything that was going on. And the best thing was the way he helped me was by walking beside me. He made me do all the work. And I'm very, very thankful to him for doing that, because it showed me the resilience I had within myself that I didn't realize I had. So I was a leading senior constable. I was teaching the newbies how to be a police officer at that point. And the sergeant's exams came about, and I'd been doing acting sergeant positions beforehand. And I thought, oh, well, look, I could go a challenge. I reckon a challenge would be really great. So me and another guy, we decided we'll do it together. We studied together. We sat next to each other and we did the exam. And then the results came back and we both got the same result. We didn't cheat, I promise, but we both got 83%. And I turned to Colo and I said, we both got 83%. And he goes, yeah. And I go, set of 83s. And he goes, yeah. So just to let you know, in policing terms, a set of 83s, it's a job that no one ever wants to get, because basically you have to walk into people's lives at the worst time of their life and help them deal with it. So it's, you're there to investigate a death on behalf of the coroner. So it's one that was not expected. And you have to walk in at people's worst time of their lives as they deal with this. And it's a horrible job to do, but someone has to do it. And so I said, I think this is the death of my career in policing. And he said, yeah, I'm going to start looking for something. And I said, yeah, me too. So that's when I started looking to what else there was. So I could have gone on, I could have been a sergeant, but I would have been dedicating probably an extra 20 hours per week of unpaid work to something I really didn't have my heart in anymore. Yeah, I could do the job, and I'm probably working even harder now. But it was time to look for something else. So I'd already entered, I had been in a relationship for about a year with Louise, who's just magnificent, who now works in the business with me. And I went looking and I found life coaching. And I went and did the course, and the two great things that came out of it, one was pretty much I had all the skills from my policing background, and number two was I met my best mate. So, yeah, apart from that, okay, well, look, I had to go through it, and that was really good. Came out with those things. Then I decided, oh, yeah, I can be a life coach, and this will be everything. And, you know, I joined Big Pole to make a difference. So, you know, I got to make a difference in people's lives. I didn't know anything really about running a business. You know, like, I did all right, but it wasn't what I expected it to be. So sort of fluffed around, trying a few different other things, worked out I wasn't great working for other people. And then we decided to start working out at a gym. And this was a gym that had a really good vibe amongst the community there. And so that was really cool. And we started doing that, and that's really sort of how I got into fitness. This gym was great. Then they decided they wanted to add a new trainer. I turned to them, had a good think about it, and I turned to the owners and I said, look, I don't have my certificates, but if you'll have me, I'll get them. And they said, oh, Jude, we would love that. We've been hoping that someone just like you would apply, and now you're applying. So I was like, yay. So that's how I got into fitness.
One thing leads to another. I love that you follow your, like, really just making sure that you're following what's right for you. Like, that would have been a massive change, going from, like, such a secure, you know, dedicated job that, you know, you knew for so many years, to going and stepping into the unknown. Like, the resiliency that you have and that belief within yourself is just huge. Like, I really love that about you.
I cried like for a good week before I resigned, because I thought that no one would respect me once I was out of the uniform. I spent 15 years in it. You know, I used to give presentations. There was a part I was doing a secondment, and I'd give probably 3 to 4 presentations a week. I'd own it, baby. Like, I loved it. And here I was thinking that once I lost this uniform, no one would want to listen to me. Like, stupid. But that's how I felt at the time. You know, I didn't know how to be a civilian. You know, I'd get in, I'd do the job, and then I'd move on to the next thing. So it's been a big change.
Yeah.
And the best way I could make a difference pretty much moving forward.
Yeah. Can I just touch on just a little bit deeper in that, like, you mentioned that you were very emotional for quite a substantial amount of time. How did you manage the doubt from transitioning from that, from the that career into a new chapter in your life?
Into the fitness part?
Yes, or just, you know, that first part was like, you know, looking at life coaching. So, you know, going from that, you know, job, what, with still having those emotions that you were going through, like, what still then prompted you to go, you know what, no, something needs to change?
Yeah, I think that was that fire in my belly.
Yeah.
You know, when you start to feel uncomfortable and you know that there's change just has to happen.
Yeah, something.
You know,
needs
you
to
can't.
Change.
Yeah, you can't stay the way it is. Like, you know too much now. You know, the door's open and you need to go through it.
Yeah.
I think with all the stuff that I went through over those few years of crying all the time, and then I was able to find myself, and I realized that I didn't need to compromise my own happiness, and I refused to do that again. And I suppose, again, seeing things as being bigger than just me. So that driving force of always wanting to make a difference, I needed to do that, and I needed to do that on a bigger scale. So
Beautiful.
I couldn't say no to myself.
When you said the refuse to compromise your happiness is just music to my ears. Like I feel like the last, couple of months, especially last couple of years, especially, it's been a very hot theme around people really questioning what is important to them, what does make them happy, and really coming back to that, because when you're happy, everything else just starts to come into alignment, starts to flow. And we'll talk a little bit about your business in a moment, and how that relates to even now too, because it's such a important component to success that I feel as well.
Oh, definitely.
So can you just describe that moment or that experience that you consider was a game changer in going into your own fitness business?
So as I was saying, I was working out at this place, got the position, and I loved it. Loved this gym. I thought it was the bee's knees and the cat's pajamas, right? So I said the one thing I want is I want to be permanent part-time. Right, I can still do my own things. We'll do that. Anything you want, June. All right, cool. Okay, so it started off so well, and we moved things around at the gym, and I put in extra hours, and I was just everything was about this gym, everything, and I'd be phone calls all through the day from the owners. Yeah, I'll do this. Yeah, I'll do that. Do can you? Oh yeah, sure. And there was talk about me being a manager, and there was talk about extra hours, and la 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 la. Right, live, breathe this place. And then Christmas happened, and I didn't get paid for the public holidays. And I sort of sat on it a bit and I went, oh, okay, look, no worries. I wasn't earning much money. Come on, it's fitness training. And so then it came to just before Easter, and I mentioned about this public holiday thing. And so very, 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 very quickly, a meeting was set up, and I was told that although I'll be offered so many more hours, I'll be made casual. And that was just like the ultimate kick in the guts. Having given everything to them, and it was just all a money-making thing, and it was just because they wouldn't have to pay me for those public holidays over Easter. So that was the turning point. It was just like, all right, are they going to get rid of me? This is, do I really want to work for? And that's when I had a chat with my mate and I said, this is what's happening. He said, the writing's on the wall. I've heard you bang on about these people. Now we're going to move to plan B. So Plan B was coming up with the idea of going out on my own. So I remember the night he was around for dinner, made his favorite meal for him. We're sitting in front of the fire. We opened a bottle of. And he said, all right, let's come up with an idea. Let's come up with a name for this business. All right. And we're throwing around a few different ones. And I just. He was talking. And I said, shut up. No, stop. Another thing. And he goes, what? And I go, no. I go, I've got it. And he goes, what do you mean you've got it? I said, I've got the name for the business. And he goes, all right, what is it? And I go, she just did it. And we've just stopped and just gone, yeah, she just did it. Nothing was going to stand in her way. She just did it. That was it. That's how we came up with it.
So good.
So planning then, what do we do next? Oh, then I sold
What
it to Louise.
was
And
she
I
doing at the
said,
time?
she was a nurse. So Louise
Right.
had been nursing since uni, and has always been such a brilliant supporter of me. Always. And like obviously, I'm the big picture person and she's all about the small detail. So
Yes.
we really complement each other very well.
And just in human design aspects, we'll just go into that. Jude's a projector and Louise is a generator. So complement each other very well.
So I sold it to her, and she's like, okay, yeah, they're dicking you around there. This is what we'll do. So we started building a studio in the backyard, which would be for the training. And then COVID hit.
Just to throw something else in the works.
Yeah, and we're in Melbourne, so lockdown city here. Anyway, so what happened is as soon as it was announced, so that was in March 2020, within probably an hour or two, I got a message through the WhatsApp page for the staff, basically go look for another job. So I was like, okay, all right, this is when She Just Did It is going to start planning. And also not too long after that, once I said that I was never going to go back and work for them, they told me that I'd be nothing without them, and that's been a lovely driving force for me. Thank you very much. So, yeah. Yeah, so lockdown city, the whole thing was, okay, how are we going to make this work? The only way I could – first of all, I hadn't finished my Cert 4, so I couldn't actually train as a personal trainer. So I had to complete that. So I worked day and night to get that done. Got that done, got that signed off, and then from July 2020, 1st of July, launched the business, started training people at the park. Louise bought me one of those cool trolleys, and I'd load up my dumbbells and my mats, and I'd have my face mask on, and I'd toddle off to the park. I had a really good social media campaign that I paid a lot for, but it brought in clients for me, and was training people there, and that's how we started off. And pretty much haven't looked back.
So good.
Oh, and also, like, mm-hmm. My first week, I was earning more money than I was in the other place.
Your first week?
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
It goes to show that when something's so important, you'll find a way to make it happen. And, you know, when you said before about you hadn't done your Cert 4 and you worked day and night to make it happen, like, that's this, you know, I feel sometimes with things I hear out in the world is like, you know, if you want it bad, you can make it happen. Like, there's lots of time to find different pockets of time to find that thing that's so important to you, to focus on that and get it done. And you're a true testament to that. So what would you say some of the initial challenges you faced when starting your business?
Ooh, that was that Cert 4 thing. I didn't have that. And also gyms were closed. So how was I supposed to get one to sign off? But we got that done. So that was good. I also, like, there were heaps of doubts. Because I had lost everything, and like, I was financially secure, and then I lost everything. Like, seriously, I moved back to Melbourne. I had a bike, and I was sleeping in my sister's study on a single bed, and I'm almost 6 foot, so I was hanging out. So I think that financial thing always was playing in the back of my mind. I never thought I thought everything happened in waves. Like, I'll be financial and then I wouldn't be, and then I would be and then I wouldn't be. That's how I thought things were going to go. And I thought that was going to be the same with my emotions, with my relationships. I never thought that I could actually have what I wanted. So that was tough, and I'm in a much better place now, which is fabulous, but I always thought that. And then I'd never learned techniques the way that I probably should have in regards to fitness training. I hadn't learned looking back, I hadn't learned the right things. So when I was doing all my study, and then during that lockdown time, and I was researching everything, and I worked out who are the good people to follow, who are the shit people to follow, what, you know, I'd pick up things that were incorrect in the learnings I was doing, and I'd research more and find out more and just constantly trying to be better for me, better for Louise, better for the people I'm going to be training. And I still work on that. I think with my background from policing and Louise's background with policing, or not with policing, sorry, with nursing, we have a very good understanding of how each other works, and if something needs to be done, it gets done. So, which means
what
that,
I love about you guys.
Yeah, things so really good. Do get done. Yeah,
they do. Yeah, and hence, you know, your success is a byproduct of that, which is just we'll talk about in a minute as well. One, I think at some stage, if you know, for some people it occurs a little bit more often that everyone has doubt about something in what in you know some way, shape, or form. How did you overcome them, and what advice would you give to others facing similar doubts as they grow their business?
Like I was sort of hinting before, like the whole imposter syndrome, massive. You know, the more you know, the more you realize that you don't know. And then I think I was carrying this whole perfectionism thing too. But I've managed to drop that. And I started putting, I have tasks that pop up on my phone all the time during the day. And the first one is just be you, which is a really great one because I've realized that, people love the vibe that we have here at She Just Did It. And when I talk to people, like that, there's literally no ego. You know, I've gone from policing where it's all ego to now just, hey, how are you? You know, like making sure everybody feels good and welcome. So what else have I got to tell you about that?
You mentioned about just be you, like that's your like belief at the start of the day. And would you say it's like that's your truth and like your the new belief and new identity that you're cultivating, and that's really helped elevate and grow your business and yourself as well? Because not only has the business grown so much this last couple of months, but you as well as a person has also evolved into a whole new person. Yeah.
Yeah. So when like when I was making those life-changing moves a few years ago, I started thanking all my appliances. I went all, what's her name? Hey, Louise Hay. I went all Louise Hay on things, right? Like, thank you, kettle. Thank you, toaster. And it was like it started to change things. And, like, I remember one time I was driving the police van and I had to put my foot down. I remember my partner saying, did you just pat the car? And I said, yeah, bitch is doing a damn good job. But that's how things started to change for me. So, like, I still thank our coffee machine's called Roger. I thank him every morning. I'll still pat the car if, you know, Beastie's done something awesome. Louise always says to me, she goes, oh, you're so positive. I'm like, yeah. Like, this is who I am. This is how things happen and change and get better, you know. Like, intentions have been a massive thing for me. I don't know if you're like this, Kel, but when I wake up in the morning, I don't just jump out of bed. I sit there and I, you know, have look at the phone. I see how many people we've got for the first session, blah, blah, blah. Sometimes doubts will creep in. I'm like, no, let's replace it with intentions. And they're all about me being a powerful magnet for different things, a powerful magnet for great people, powerful magnet for great opportunities, health, wealth. I'm kind to myself. I'm a great partner and a great parent. And then what I want for the future as well. And I just keep, during the day, if any doubts come in, that's what I use just to block them. And it's become a real way of life now. So the negative stuff, if it comes, it doesn't stick around. And I think the biggest key to my success be just being myself and knowing that I'm just going to attract the right people. It's that
and
knowing.
Yeah, and you're enough as it is right now.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. And I think the whole perfectionism thing in the past has stopped me from moving forward.
Mm.
Now I'm just like, it's progress. Progress yeah. over perfection every
that's
single
it.
Time. And that's another thing that pops up on my phone. And also another really good one, it pops up probably mid-morning on my phone and it says, when was the last time you failed? And that's when I stop and I go, no, I haven't, because everything has brought me to where I am today. So,
yes, it
yeah.
so does. It so does.
In fact, so much. I've got a quote behind me up on the studio wall, and only one person's ever said to me, that's a real wanker of a quote, because it's got my name on it. It's my own quote. And then once I told her my story, she's like, oh, okay, now I get it. But it's be proud of who you were yesterday, who you are today, and who you're becoming tomorrow. And that just means so much to me, because be proud of your entire journey. And,
yes.
you know, you're not there yet. There's so much more still ahead. And
yes.
never say never. Things are going to come.
Yes.
And they're going to be great.
Mm-hmm. I want to just make mention of how you said that, you know, the little doubts do creep in daily, and everyone on this planet would have some sort of doubts each day.
Mm.
And you make mention that you choose moment to moment that, you know, when they creep in, you don't entertain those thoughts. It's like, no, that is not my truth now. This is my truth. And I'm choosing this different way. And
yeah.
that, as well as I feel, has also contributed to your growth in so many areas, is that, no, you could easily entertain that doubt, but you've not. And this is what you're now choosing. You're now choosing that different way, because it's like, well, when we are wanting to shift into new levels, we have to be someone different. This identity does need to change, and it does change like how you're thinking. And that's
yeah.
a huge part that, yeah, that I absolutely love. And also, you know, the gratitude, feeling the abundance now. So many people say, you know, when I get to this, then I'll feel this, but you chose to feel that now, feel the gratitude now. And the magnetism that you have is just, and we, you know, you tell me all the time when we chat, it's like, it's just so easy. And it's coming back to this inner stuff that you're doing day in, day out, that is making such a massive impact on your life. And I love that.
Yeah. Thank you. Look, and look, there are hard moments too. Don't
Absolutely.
Get me wrong. And
yes.
with hormones, woo, what a ride.
That's another level.
Non-stop for us chicks. Unreal. But, yeah, I just know when to pick it up now. And when
yeah.
to run with it.
Yeah.
And it's all just about not pretending to be anybody else.
Just being you and being
yeah.
okay with that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
So we started working together like mid-year, start the year, mid-year. And what I love about you, and I said this before, is that you just take action. You say it how it is. And that has resulted in an increase in income each and every month. So do you mind just highlighting, you know, some of the specific strategies or mindset shifts or actions that you found particularly helpful in increasing your income each and every month?
Yeah, those intentions, number one. So the mindset is strong. Being myself, I am doing my own social media. And also, if you have not made friends with Chatty Cathy, aka ChatGPT, get on board. Oh, she is just the best. I was putting some stuff in the other day, and I put the whole word, but I'll be nice now. I said, F this shit. And she came back and she called it like, enough is enough. I'm like, oh, Chatty Cathy. Oh, you're so polite. But Chatty Cathy has been so good in regards to taking my words, polishing them up a bit, but still keeping things humorous.
Yeah.
So all my posts, they're me, but they're just with a little bit of Chatty Cathy flair. So posting often, making the most out of those social media groups, the local ones. The best. We've introduced the referral card. So once we sign somebody up, we give them a beautiful welcome pack. So they get a t-shirt, which I'm actually wearing today. And they get a bag and they get some vouchers from some local businesses that we support. And yeah, they get these referral cards and they're amazing. I think people really love coming here and this gets them, gives them a chance to reciprocate. And then they're able to invite friends. They look good and their friends enjoy being here too. So someone was saying to me this morning, it's about not just the vibe that Louise and I give to people. It's about the vibe of everyone who attends the sessions. And I think we really give people a space to just be themselves. We lead that.
You so do.
Yeah. Am I going off topic?
Quite not possibly. At all. Not
okay.
At all.
But in regards to the success of the business, it's just about being authentic.
Yes.
Really authentic and not being afraid to share how I'm feeling sometimes. Like, I put on a show every time, come out, hey! But, like, that's me. And that's me making people feel welcome. These people come to our home pretty much. So I want people to feel welcome. And also from policing, you're not a civilian. Right? You go to a job, you deal with it, and then you go off to something else. So, like, you might go to something, what I was saying before, like a set of 83s. Like, it's very emotional. And then the next thing you go to, you might be go to a pissy car accident and someone's just like, you want to just say, hey, grow up, you know, bad things are happening to people. You know, this is just pissy shit. You can't
cars can be replaced.
yeah. You just go, okay, yeah, let's calm the situation, blah, 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 blah. And then you move on. You've got to move on. In this role, you care about your people and you check on them and you ask how they're doing. And, you know, like, oh, you know, if somebody has been a few cancellations, you know, hey, how you doing? Just checking in to make sure everything's okay. You know, it's about when they come, hey, how did it go with your daughter at the doctor, blah, blah, blah. I know there's always talk about getting to know your people, but I think we're pretty invested in them and they're really invested in us.
Yeah.
So I finished off one session the other night. It was like a few minutes early. I said, hey, do you want to come and check out the garden? Everyone's like, oh, yes, I haven't had a tour of the garden in so long. Sometimes people get some herbs or if they've got, you know, extra tomatoes or something like that when the season's happening, you know, people bring us oranges from their farms, you know, like if they've gone to visit a family farm. I've got a leg of lamb in the freezer. People bring us all kinds of stuff and we give all kinds of stuff away.
It is beautiful, like you mentioned before, that gratitude, and you know, you create this magnetism, and you know, with that gratitude comes the frequency of love, and that magnetism is just drawing these people into you who so need you. And you know, you mentioned about being genuine and authentic, like there's just a vibrational match with the people that you're attracting. It's just, these are your people, and I absolutely love that. And so what you've created with your community being all inclusive, very homely, like with the chickens, the dogs, the herbs from the garden. What would you say was the intention behind bringing this element into your business?
No fluff. No fluff. I can't stand pretentiousness. I don't have time for that energy. And there's a lot of that within female groups. I don't know if you've come across it, if you've ever gone to like a networking thing and the ego is just so strong. And I didn't want to have to deal with that. And I wanted to create, but this is Louise, but wanted to create a place where it's not a gym, it's a studio. And this is where people can come and be themselves. It's just women. There's no mirrors. We cap our sessions at 10 and we have two sessions at each. sorry, two trainers at each session. So we keep an eye on your form. We make sure you're lifting the right weights. We make sure that you're getting the most out of the workout. We have some people here who, we have one who has a vision impairment. And she's boxing and she's running and she's lifting weights and she's doing everything. And we're just by her side, you know. And we've got some other people who have some few different issues, and we just care for them as we care for everybody. We have the dogs, Max and McQueen, who are like extensions of us. They're like, Max is head of the welcoming committee.
Isn't he on your website?
Oh, yeah. Good, because, I mean, would you trust someone who didn't like dogs? So it's all people who come here, I'm like, and just the last question, do you like dogs? Oh, Charles, I'm like, great, come on in. And McQueen thinks he's a personal trainer, so he'll watch people and give a little bit of a bark, like, oh, you can do better than that. McQueen also hates lunges. If he sees people doing lunges, if he gets a chance, he'll come up and stand behind you. Max is just full of love. Sometimes they'll bring a toy out and they'll put on a circus as entertainment while people are working out. They'll howl when they hear a siren. How many fitness studios or gyms do you know of have dogs and chickens and gardens? So yeah. With this indoor outdoor space that we have, we can offer that. So one of the girls, actually, she told a story that she came here for the first time and she went home and her husband said, oh, how was the gym? She goes, they've got chickens. I was like, what? And he's like, and dogs. I was like, to the gym. And the girl goes, oh, and to me too. My partner's like, that's what we offer, and we do that because it's us. And we are She Just Did It, and we encourage other people to be She Just Did It.
Yeah, we say all the time about be so different that you can't compare to anyone else. You completely nailed that. I have never experienced in my 23-5 years, whatever it's been in doing this, is that, yeah, it's great. I absolutely love it. And the relationships that you're building, it can't be found anywhere else. Like when we look at why people come to us, they come to us for results. They stay for the community. The community that you just bring together is just, I feel like when I think about what you've created, is one of the best, if not the best, I've actually ever seen in my life. It's just absolutely beautiful. Plus, thank you also you. Get them results. So, you know, you're
going to say that, like, I haven't actually spoken about that. Yeah, our people do get results too.
Yeah, they do. They absolutely do. But it's this connection. And, you know, so many times people say, you know, I feel like more than ever right now, connection is so important. And it absolutely is. And you guys are absolutely just nailing it, which is just so super cool. It's great.
Thank you.
So, what advice would you have for people who are wanting to contemplate whether it be a career change, pursue passion, start a fitness business, like just starting something that, you know, may have been in their field that they're maybe you have a little bit of doubts about? Based on your experience, what would you say to them?
Listen or feel that fire in your belly and notice when you're uncomfortable, and notice the only way is to be proactive and move, you know? If you're not happy where you're at, one of my friends used to say, you are not a tree, you can move. Mm-hmm. So even if you make that leap and it's not to the right thing right at the start, that's okay. It's not the old days like my parents. I remember when I told my dad I was leaving policing and he said, they'll take you back, won't they? And I said, yeah, probably, but that's not what I'm trying to prove at this point. So really back yourself and know that the first move might not be the only move. There might be other ones as well, but continue to be true to yourself and know that everything you need is within you. You have it all. You're not set up to fail. That's why I ask myself that question every day. When was the last time you failed? I haven't. Everything's brought me to where I am today. And I think that's been really massive for me. Research a lot of stuff. Always keep learning. And don't be afraid to say, I don't know, but I'm going to find out.
Yeah.
Yep. Be open to listening to other people as well. Sometimes people will, ask me a question and be like, let me have a think about it. And then someone else will chip in and go, do you think maybe it could be this? Oh, yeah, maybe. Yeah, okay. Let's learn some more. Let's try and find it all out. It doesn't come down to me. You know, that's not why I'm here. I'm here to make a difference in other people's lives. And that's going to be my driving force until my last breath, I think.
And you're absolutely doing that.
Yeah. Yeah. And that feels good.
Ooh.
That's the cool thing. You do cool stuff. You make people feel great. And you just get to reap the benefits as well.
You do.
And then you realize it's easy. And then, it's all these layerings on top.
Yeah.
Things just get better and better and better. But if you reach that point when you realize that you just can't work for anybody else, don't.
We're not very employable.
Money will come, money will go. Your happiness is where it's at.
Yes,
you know,
absolutely.
Look at what's right for you, what's right for your family, what's right for the community.
Mm-hmm.
And then just make it happen.
Yeah.
And you can make it happen. Yeah. And if you're determined, you will make it happen.
Mm.
It's as simple as that. But it doesn't have to be just you. Get those people around you who are going to help you. You know, if you've got someone in your ear who's just giving you the shits, well, you don't have to put up with that. You know, find your people, create your group of people, you know, and love them. Love them because they're going to love you back.
Mm.
Yeah. That's what I have to say about that.
So good. The desires you have are yours. Like, there's a reason why they are yours, and there's no coincidence that you have those desires. And it's, we have to follow them. And I know sometimes it's scary. And, over the last couple of months, I've made some decisions that were scary. It's like, I went through the same thing. Do I do this? Do I not do this? And it's like, okay, well, how would I feel if I didn't actually give it a go? It's like, well, that's not cool. And let's just give it a go. What's worst case it's going to happen?
Mm.
And so it's like, just processing that in your mind as well, and obviously dropping into your heart and feeling what is right for you. And it, turns out to be some of the best things that you've ever do, which just open up a whole new, whole new avenue of things that you never thought was possible. So it just really comes back to being true to yourself, doesn't it? What brings you joy? What makes you happy? Because when you are in that happiness, when you're feeling that frequency, more great things just come to you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. And I've really learned that a lot the past few months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So with your fitness business, obviously you're going from strength to strength.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say are your future goals and aspirations with the business, and what's your plan for continued success and growth?
I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing.
It's working, so yes.
Yes. I'm never going to say never. You don't know what – I don't know what's on the frequency, what's coming next.
Yeah.
So that's really, really cool. I like to we're currently at – so we've only been doing the small group training now, not even a year, and we have 60 members.
Ooh,
so – and that's going strong. Like there's just this week there's been an addition of 6 new members. So we're growing. We're growing really, really well. I think we've got enough capacity to double that, and still be in the same working from home. We've built these amazing areas where we can hold this many people, and it's still that's limited at 10 people per session. So still delivering the same thing. We'll be able to grow to that. I've got it's a bit scary to say, but then it's. That means it's a really good one too, yeah? So I plan to be, and this is one of my intentions, I say, I am a very well-paid international public speaker. So that's going to happen. I'm feeling it now. Like it's
so good.
That's, yeah. So
well, this podcast goes all around the world, so it's
okay. Well, think what's next. But I don't know what else is next. But I'm really happy to know that there's other stuff coming. We sell products. We're aiming to sell even more, can bring in more of those on board. Who knows what's next, Kel? But it's exciting.
It is.
And I love it, and I welcome it. Yeah.
I'm glad you bring that up, because the how will present itself. It will show up. The
Yeah.
most important thing is having, it's like, you know, you've got your goals and I know what they are. And it's like, all right, this is the focus. And that's how that shows up. It will just open step by step. And it is like each and every month, it just continually opens and ideas, inspiration flows in. It's all of that. But you're just holding that intention of that end goal for you guys. And it just works. And so
Yeah.
just to, I just want to make mention before, like when we first started chatting, it was a case of you were doing a hell of a lot of one-on-one PTs. And
Yeah.
we've actually flipped your model. So we're reducing the PTs and we're going more into small group to leverage what you're doing so you don't get, you know, working too much. So you're
Oh,
still
you got to spread
increasing.
this love around, girl. You got to spread
That's it.
it.
Yeah, you've got so much to offer. We can't just keep focused on one-on-ones. So we've completely flipped the business model so you can
Yeah.
impact more people and still at the same time have that to do more of things that you want to do. And yeah, like I said, the biggest part of this is helping more people. So I just did want to mention that because I feel like that's a huge thing that you've done as well this year. Like it's been wonderful to see that
Yeah, we've
happen.
really had to work on the balance,
Yeah.
because I would hate to count how many hours I put in, but it's not as bad. It's much more manageable now.
Yeah.
We managed to get away for a weekend. That's getting better. We've, booked
Kelly was
tickets to
harping
go
on
and
about
do.
that
Well, we've got this urban farm here, so we've got the dogs, we've got the chickens. But yeah, we took a Saturday off, and everyone was like, "Yeah, good, you need to go away." I'm like, "Oh, okay, cool, all right."
Yeah.
But yeah, really taking more time for ourselves, making sure we work out as well and stay excited about spending time to get away from the business and just relaxing. There's different ways that I relax in comparison to Louise, and we just need to we know to respect that. And I tell you what, working with my partner, like Louise and I, are just so fantastic together. We read each other. I'm hoping you can hear me. I think it's about to start hailing. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, it's all
Good,
good.
good, good. It's just about getting better and better. And I think we just continue to do that.
You do.
And now McQueen's barking, so there must be some thunder coming. Are you sure you can still hear me okay?
Yeah, we can. It dropped down a little bit before, but that's completely okay. As everyone knows, I'm real and raw. There's no editing that goes into these. This is what you hear is what we talk about, and that's what I want to show everyone. Like, yeah, this is just us, and that's absolutely perfect. Thank you so much, Jude. It has been so much fun chatting to you. Is there any last parting words you would like to share?
Oh. No, but just no, but yeah, okay. Your happiness is so important. Anyone who's listening to this, your happiness is so important. Know who you are, know the good things about yourself. That's probably the most important thing. Look back only so far or so long as to see how far you've come, and then just keep going forward. Progress, progress over perfection every single time. And don't be afraid of what's out there for you, because good stuff's coming.
I
It's
love
there for
that.
you. Yeah.
I love that. Thank you so much. We are starting to lose the audio with the storm. So
Oh,
I'll leave it there. What I'll do is I'll post the details to connect with Jude where you can find her. If you've got any other questions, you want to follow her, I'll pop them in the show notes. But again, thank you so much. It has been such an honor. And we look forward to continuing this journey with you and seeing where this road leads. I'm super excited.
thank you, as am I. Great. Thanks, Kel.
Bye.